You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Right, so it's just gone 29 minutes after the hour of 6. And I put out a tweet earlier on today letting you know that we do have the CEO of Investec in the house, and he's also the chairperson of the Banking Association of South Africa. And we are going to be having a conversation about the impact that the riots and the looting of late had on the banking industry. At the last count, around 1,400 ATMs had been vandalized and around 300 or so branches had been closed. But for the latest update, as well as a conversation of what rebuilding South Africa should look like, I'm joined by Richard Wainwright, CEO of Investec Bank and the chairperson of the Banking Association of South Africa. Richard, good evening.
Good evening, Fifi, and thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, sir, for coming through and also opening yourself up to receiving some questions. I wanted to remind the listeners that they can tweet away should they have anything to ask you. But I see that the president had a meeting with business leaders today. I don't know if you were in on that meeting or if you had or heard anything about what he was saying regarding the update to security issues.
There was a meeting, Fifi. Unfortunately, I wasn't at that meeting. Many of my colleagues from the other banks and some of my Investec colleagues actually were there. A chairman of our bank was also there. I've had some initial feedback, and I think this is really about, you know, how government, together with the social partners, being labor, business, and community groupings, actually respond to this crisis and how we work together. From a private sector perspective, including the banks, I mean, we've been actively engaged with numerous government ministers throughout the weekend and in the latter part of last week. So there's ongoing engagements around the immediate short-term needs, being security and the like, and physical security and food security and medical security, to such things as cash, access to cash. And then more towards the medium to longer term, how these partners work together to get us back on a growth path.
Before we get there, Richard, before we get to the medium to a long term, in some of his latest addresses, the president, I think it was Friday, where the president did announce that, you know, there's been a lot of destruction out there and there's going to be a lot of support needed to rebuild in the short term. And he made reference of a support package that could be forthcoming for small businesses, particularly those that don't have insurance. I'm wondering if some of your engagements with government have included details around that support package, and what can you share with us at this stage?
The details I have not been discussed with us. Clearly, that sector of the economy does need a support package, particularly the very small SMEs and the informal sector, which ordinarily would not qualify for bank loans and the like. That sector of the economy is going to need a lot of support, and it's going to have to come from government directly. So I haven't engaged with National Treasury yet. We're unclear how that response is actually going to be effective.
I think,
unfortunately, I can't give you any more information on that. For the bigger companies and those clients of banks, clearly each bank is going to do what they can to support their customers, whether it be immediate access to loans or just by helping them complete the various forms and processes that they're going to need to do to get their SASRIA claims in. I'm sure the banks and, will all play their role in supporting their clients in doing that.
Would it be ignorant for me to assume that some of the ATMs that were vandalized, very few of them were Investec ATMs. I mean, given that the destruction we did see was located mainly, you know, within the township economy and distribution centers, would it be ignorant of me to say that Investec wasn't really impacted, or was there an indirect impact on your business through the impact on your clients who might have exposure in these areas that were looted?
Yes. So, Fifi, as you probably know, I mean, Investec, we're not a retail bank or a mass market bank. So we don't own the ATM infrastructure. The larger banks in South Africa own all of that infrastructure. So they would have been directly impacted from that perspective. How it's impacted Investec specifically, we have clients that play in that part of the economy, whether they be retailers, medium-sized businesses. We bank many, many landowners and property owners who've had their assets destroyed. It's early days yet to determine, you know, the extent of this damage. I think each bank and each company out there is trying to determine the extent of the damage caused. We know from talking to our economists that we think that the initial impact of this is going to be about 0.5% on GDP. And as you know, we were struggling to come out of the COVID pandemic. So the assessment of the overall damage for each bank and each company is going to take some weeks and months to determine.
Mm. Richard, what do you think the lessons from this latest episode that has happened in South Africa should be?
Look, I think, we've all got to sit back as South Africans and say to ourselves, you know, all the social partners here, that the kind of environment we've got around unemployment, the extent of poverty and inequality in South Africa is just not sustainable. There are many things that can spark these kind of events. I think the president has told us this clearly was an orchestrated and well-organized series of events that took place. But there could have been anything else. So I think all of us as social partners have to sit back and say, how do we actually deal with creating an environment where we can attract investment that gives us the necessary growth that is inclusive for all of our people? We all collectively have to sit back and look at that. That's the first big lesson I think we've learned. From a banking perspective, what I've been saying to some of my colleagues, because of the cash crisis that we've seen and all of us banks having to work together with some of the retailers who act as dispersers of cash as well, is that clearly it's a major weakness in our economy that we've got such a large extent of transactions that take place in the form of cash. We have to work on many ways to increase the level of sophisticated financial inclusion, that we reduce the amount of cash in our economy. Not only will it make it safer, but it will actually make it cheaper for consumers. And I think there are some lessons for government too. I think the government led by the president has clearly said that we weren't prepared as a country for this kind of uprising that was done in an orchestrated way. And then I would finally say that we collectively with government have to deal with, one of the ways you have to deal with unemployment is on the education front. And we have to have a massive drive to educate people that they can take up full and proper employment in a growing economy.
Richard, on the cash crisis that you made mention of, in the wake of the riots, I imagine it's also in reference to the destruction of the ATMs or the vandalism of the ATMs that did take place. I mean, quantify to us how big this cash crisis was.
Well, with 1,400 ATMs taken out, clearly that's had a big impact. The banks, together with ATMs and other point-of-sale devices, provide the SASSA payments to over 11.5 million South Africans. So, you know, access to that type of cash is very important for the functioning of our economy. So what we're doing as an industry at the moment, we're working very closely again with the ministers to ensure that the cash from the cash collection points can get into those ATMs that are working. I'm sure each of the major banks have plans in place to repair and replace the ATMs and to work with the other partners, the point-of-sale partners, to distribute this cash. The feedback I have been getting over the last few days is that that is coming together. I'm sure there are places in KZN in particular where there are problems, but we're working day and night to ensure that that cash is available.
Mm. Richard, thank you so much for your time and for joining the show. Richard Wainwright, the CEO of Investec Bank and also the chairperson of the Banking Association of South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.